One area hit by COVID is higher education. According to our partners at USA Facts, 36% of households cancel plans for higher education due to the pandemic as of last month. But there's one area of growth, short-term programs to develop skills for the workforce quickly. Hari Srinivasan reports in this last chapter of our series, Rethinking College.
When I was in Africa, I was going to college and the terrorists attacked my country and they destroyed everything.
When Amina Abdullahi came to study in the U.S. from the West African nation of Niger, she had a big goal, become a computer scientist, a PhD no less. Only problem?
I didn't know anything about computers. I couldn't even use Microsoft, the basic that even middle school people use to submit homework.
A big obstacle, especially since she also didn't speak English. But Amina has always had a strategy for getting what she wants. She takes things one step at a time.
This year I will learn English. Next year I will do my GED. Next year I will start college.
In just 4 years, Abdullahi is already working here, Wall Street. She's enrolled in a program called Europe and interning at the financial information firm S&P Global. All that without a single day of college. Short-term credentials have been around for decades, but in this economic environment, with skyrocketing traditional college costs now beyond the reach of many, they're having a moment. In just a few months, Abdullahi began working toward a certificate in UX, or user experience design. That certificate can be applied toward a degree in the future, but in the meantime, it will help her escape minimum wage jobs.
And actually allow me to even having a good job, and then I can pay for more education to get more skill done. If only I started with college, I would have to wait 4 years to even have entry-level job in corporate America.
She needs to have economic stability, right?
That's why Gerald Chertavian, the founder and CEO of Europe, made short-term credentials a key part of his program to give low-income young people a leg up in the job market. As the U.S. economy looks beyond the pandemic, he says, students like Abdullahi will be desperately needed to fix a fundamental supply and demand problem in the U.S.
Well, on the supply side, we have 5 million young adults who are out of school, out of work, and don't have more than a high school degree. And on the demand side, we have literally millions of jobs for, let's say, technical jobs, jobs that are require a certain level of skill that are going unfulfilled, and that'll get worse rather than better as we recover from the pandemic.
The pandemic destroyed millions of American jobs for all ages. A third of adults say that if they lost their job, they would need more education to get a new one. And given that lower income workers have been hit the hardest, they'll need to get them quickly, cheaply, and in skills tied directly to available jobs.
And we're looking at the different sutures.
Schools like Columbus State Community College had been working to ramp up shorter-term credential programs for years. Then came COVID-19. Cheryl Hay is Columbus State's Executive Director of the Office of Talent Strategy.
It's going to become a cornerstone for us because it's about equity and opportunity. Not everyone can stop what they're doing to go to class full-time during the day. And so shorter programming that kind of helps them stair-step a little at a time is where we really meet the need.
About 36 million people have completed some college coursework but didn't finish, often leaving their efforts completely unrecognized once they drop out. But now, even big tech wants to drive part of the solution.
We actually co-created the certificate with Amazon
through the command line interface.
After just 4 classes at Santa Monica College, a student like Sophia Baca can earn an industry-recognized certificate in cloud computing skills.
Even if I'm not completed with the 4 classes, I know that there are employers who are willing to hire me as I'm finishing the program.
Those jobs often come with the paychecks between $50,000 and $80,000 per year. Patricia Ramos is the school's Dean of Workforce and Economic Development. She says too few un- or underemployed workers realize how quickly they can retrain in today's high-tech job landscape.
Not everybody is going to need bachelor's degrees and master's degree and graduate degrees. I think that industries like tech are changing so quickly, right? They say every 6 months, and now it's even faster.
Google recently developed its own short-term career certificates they say will be viewed internally as the equivalent of a 4-year degree. So, could short-term credentials really replace college? For some perspective, I called Jane Oates, the president of Working Nation and a former Obama administration official in the Department of Labor.
If people get the right ones, if they get valuable industry-recognized credentials, they can get a job pretty quickly.
How does that change the landscape when people starting to see their neighbors saying, wait a minute, I went to school for 4 years and this person over here just went for 6 months and we're kind of at the same job?
Well, I think the pandemic could set post-secondary education on its ear because people are really going to look at, is it worth it for me to go for a 2-year or a 4-year degree? Or do these quick credentials that are industry recognized get me a quicker bang for my buck?
But she warns there are thousands of certificates out there. Not all were created equal.
People have been scammed in the past, so people should be very careful when they're selecting a program. Make sure that that credential is recognized by other employers.
Yes.
Amina Abdullahi will soon graduate the Year Up program and is already working towards 2 certificates.
Every day I said, I deserve to work in corporate America. I deserve to have skills. I deserve to add values. I deserve to do something better for my life.
She'll keep repeating that, she says. One credential at a time until she makes it. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Hari Srinivasan in New York.